The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, Friday, the last Friday of the year, and you won't hear from us again until 2024. 7:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community, Shasta Regional Medical Center, Christina and Dana at the helm.
Yeah. Good morning.
I got them all. Good morning, and it's National Pepper Pot Soup Day.
Actually, not today. It's International TikTok Day.
TikTok.
Oh,
no.
Yeah.
Bunch of communists.
Oh, we have a
communists
lot of
use TikTok.
Oh, well.
No. Everybody uses TikTok. I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Okay. But anyway, so we're going to talk a little bit about the TikTok challenge.
We are.
When we get, you know, after we're finished with our pet of the week and in one of our segments about, and be thinking
are
about
dying.
This. No.
What?
Come on.
People have died off of these,
okay.
These TikTok challenges.
This is not
they
what I'm
pile
talking.
Up all. Okay.
I am talking about to take your Christmas tree decorations down
yeah.
before New Year's or after New Year's. So we're going to take a call and we're going to take your calls, not right now, because we're going to be giving tickets away and some Black Bear Diner bucks this morning. So we're going to take calls about, you know, what you think about that and why. And we're going to be giving some stuff away. But, hey, let's go to the weather real fast. Good morning. How are you? Well, we have showers and patchy fog today with a high of 56, overnight lows of 48. Saturday calls for showers once again with a high of 55. Chance of showers and patchy fog on Saturday night with overnight lows of 45. And Sunday, New Year's Eve, just 30% chance of showers because we're going to be out in the Garden of Light.
70% chance of no showers.
Yeah, mostly cloudy with a high near 56, but it's going to be calm winds, and it's going to be fabulous. So that's the kind of night that you button up, and you could take your family. So what's really fun is that the Garden of Lights is doing a special thing. We're going to be giving tickets away for that, too. One time only, $45 tickets each. So we've got two to give away this morning. Sunday night, partly cloudy, overnight lows of 40, and New Year's Day sunny. Look at that. Woohoo. With a high of 60 and our overnight lows of 40. Okay, and the weather is brought to you by our friends out at Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793, where they always give senior and veteran discounts. Now we're with Pet of the Week. Carl's over there with his beautiful, beautiful dog. Good morning, Katrina. Happy New Year. Great to see you. You look happy. You had a great Christmas. I can feel it.
Oh, yeah. No, it was great.
So who do we have today?
I have Memphis.
Memphis.
Oh,
okay, you know, I could
for
see that.
Dog. That. Oh,
right.
Yeah.
Some of them I question, but Memphis is a great name.
No, Memphis.
Yeah, good, strong name.
Yeah.
Okay, now, what kind of dog is Memphis?
We have him as a hound mix.
Yeah.
He is.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know what he looks like? He's got the markings kind of like a beagle.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right.
Beautiful marking.
But he's got the, but his ears aren't real long, but they do flop over. And his, but he kind of looks like a hunting hound's back that I've seen before.
Yeah, I can see that.
And Linda's over there with the dog again, teaching him tricks. So tell us about Memphis.
Yeah, we think he's a little over a year old, so he's definitely a young guy. But he is very friendly, as you saw. He approached both you guys and just wanted to.
Oh, my gosh, he licked my hand and goes, hey, I just want to be your buddy.
He's very sweet, very social. He's a pretty smart guy, too. He does seem to learn things pretty quickly. He did come in as a stray, so, of course, we don't know anything about his background. But he's very friendly. He hasn't really shown any, like, hesitation with people.
He's been socialized.
Yeah, no, definitely.
Sure.
No, he's sweet. You know, you have dogs that have dispositions. They just come that way, right?
Yeah.
Well,
he's going to be a wonderful, I'm telling you right now, he's got such a personality. Right now, he's got his little paws up on the table, and we don't care, but he's looking over, and he's just like, you know how you would have a family, it would be like the dog that has the personality.
Oh, my gosh. You know what?
I know. I don't
he's
know.
Damning it up right now.
Oh, he is. Katrina's just kind of rubbing, and he's just falling into her lap going, look at me.
And he's got good teeth, so you know he's got healthy gums. I'm sorry, but I look look at those things.
And it's important.
He's very healthy looking.
What is he, about 65, 75 pounds?
About 60 pounds.
Okay. 60 pounds. That's how big
he's
he is.
He's girthy.
But
he is.
But he is just friendly and inquisitive, and he just, I mean, I like this dog. See, that's the kind of dog I can have.
I can imagine, Carl.
I can have that dog. Yeah. And he'd be sitting next to me on the chair.
In the chair.
In the chair with me.
In the truck.
In the truck. Oh, yeah, that's my truck dog.
Yeah.
He would be a truck dog. He would be a, you know what? He could be a great kid's dog.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking that right now.
I can see that, too. I feel like he's a great, like, all-around dog where he's not, you know, he's definitely energetic. He'd be a good adventure buddy, but he'd also be a good dog in the house. I think he's just a well-rounded kind of guy.
Yeah, I think he would be. He's not the kind to be running around in circles. But,
no.
And he's big enough, and I haven't heard it. But if he barked, also, a deterrent in the house.
He's a big boy. So,
but he's not huge.
No,
he is not a little dog.
No, but he would leave a sizable poop. So be ready.
Well,
I'm just saying, you got to scoop your poop. It's a big deal. And I used to take our dog up to the doggy park all the time and get mad at people that didn't take the responsibility.
Are we going to
clean up your mess?
Are we getting into this poop
stuff? No, but it's all right. I mean, it's part of the whole deal.
He's sitting there next to. I just really like this dog. Okay, what kind of deals you got down there?
All right, deals, cuts, deals and deals. Come on down to the heaven on Main.
Well, right now, as we wrap up the year, we are doing $25 adoptions.
There you go. And I will pay. I will pay personally Memphis's adoption. And I've done it before.
Are you sure you don't want this dog?
I do want this
dog.
I can leave him here if you want me.
Can we foster a dog for a while?
That's up to you.
Okay, so the thing is that I want us to talk about the foster program because for people who are considering bringing a dog into their life, you know that that's a 14, 15-year commitment. And maybe if they're 4 or 5 years old, you just never know how long an animal, just like a person, is going to live because you can't see into the future. If you want to foster, I think it's a fabulous program you guys have. Can you share a little of that with us, please, Katrina?
Yeah, definitely. So our foster program, of course, we have it for kittens, but also if you're wanting to foster a dog, that is always an option. I know with our foster program, the idea is that you would take them home, you have them in your home, and you're kind of helping them get adopted. But of course, it has happened where people have fostered and fallen in love with the dog and ended up adopting them anyway. But a big part of fostering is taking them to PetSmart because we do adoptions there Wednesday through Sunday. So that way they can, be visible, be out and about.
Yeah, I would take him there, but I would say he bites. I wouldn't say that. I would not say that.
Have you socialized him with cats?
He does seem like he wants to chase cats.
Okay.
See, that's okay.
All right.
As long as he doesn't catch them, because it only take one chase and all those cats would leave our backyard.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. So his adoption fee is $25. I'm paying it. I am paying
Memphis. Now call us on that if he does. I mean that because we've paid for a couple adoption fees in the past from KCNR. We have sponsored a kennel, one of those little, up at Haven Humane.
Yeah.
We really firmly and strongly believe in the fact that it's very, very important in a community to have animal control and that you guys do wonderful programs where you, through the year with Bristle and so on and so forth, you have months with free adoptions that all of the animals that leave Haven Humane are neutered, shot, chipped. Very important things about a responsibility for your pet.
They're healthy.
Yes,
okay, what else is going on for the new year? Anything? Except, I just read an article. I'm sorry, I cut you off.
That's okay.
Every shelter in the United States is overloaded. I mean, this was a national article. And so please, if you're looking for that forever friend, I got a feeling he's young. He could be your friend for a long time.
It's true. No, he's very healthy and very spry.
How's he on the leash?
He's pretty good. Definitely when he gets excited, he can pull.
Yeah, he's pulling. He's that's all right.
He's
a year.
Yeah, he gets excited, he can pull, but I'd say overall, he's pretty easy on the leash.
Usually doesn't it take, I ask you because you're dealing with Pet of the Week all the time and we do have to take a break here in a minute, but doesn't it take about 2 years for dogs to really just kind of get through the first angst of the first year and the digging and all the rules and what's expected of them. It takes about 2 years.
I would say that's pretty accurate, and I think that is really a good thing to mention, that a lot of times people think the puppy stage ends at 6 or 7 months, but it really doesn't, and they still have a lot they need to learn as they get older, especially when they're a year. They're kind of like almost like a teenager in some ways.
Right. So but pliable.
Yeah, exactly. So
very trainable.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it definitely takes some time to grow
up. I bet you could work yes. with Memphis for like a week.
Yeah.
And he would be good on a leash like that.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just what I feel. Yeah. And you know what? And because he is a little bit bigger, you know, it'd probably be good to have a yard, or if you're a walker or a runner.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. I think he would love that.
And he would be out there for the, for your all's little, runs. That you sponsor every year.
Mm.
Yeah. This is a good dog. Yep.
Okay. Well, thank you, Katrina, and Happy New Year.
How can they come in and look at Memphis and adopt him?
You can always just come down to the shelter at 7449 Eastside Road, and you can always give us a call, 530-241-1653, if you have any questions.
Okay. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back after the break.
Mow, dig, haul, lift. The versatile Kubota VX Series subcompact tractor does it all. Switching attachments is simple, and a smooth hydrostatic transmission makes for easy operation. The Kubota VX Series, rated number one in durability and owner experience. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
Ring in the new year at Redding Garden of Lights with Turtle Bay's New Year's Eve event featuring over 1 million lights, live music by Hook, a virtual screen ball drop, glowing swings, and much more. Mosaic food and beverages available for purchase. This all-age special ticketed event is from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. New Year's Eve at Redding Garden of Lights. Sunday, December 31st, 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. All ages. Tickets at turtlebay.org.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson has teamed up with KCNR for Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the military for their service. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage features one-of-a-kind decorations, ornaments, wreaths, and garland, vintage glassware and table settings, paintings, jewelry, sports memorabilia, and collectibles along with toys and treasures in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273. Open Wednesday through Saturday, 10 to 6, Sunday noon to 5, and Monday 10 to 6.
Happy holidays from our Home Helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice, with respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Redding Kia would like to express our gratitude to our veterans and those currently serving our country. Since 2006, Redding Kia has striven to be the premier auto dealership in the North State. There's always military incentive rebates on all new 2023 and 2024 Kias at Redding Kia. Test drive a new 2024 Kia Telluride today. Redding Kia, home of the 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. 418 East Cypress Avenue, RedingKia.com.
Good morning. How are you today on this beautiful Friday? It is the last Friday of 2023. And Carl said, well, you know, it's been really busy. You don't have to come. I said, oh no, I am definitely there today. It's the last day of the year and of our broadcast actually here on KTNR of our morning show. And I really wanted to be here, with you today.
Monday's going to be I think what we're going to do is run, the news. That can run all the way till 9 o'clock.
Okay.
We're going to probably just run the news because Sue's off and we'll just take it off. We don't have to worry about anything else. So we'll probably just run the news with Gordon Deal all the way until 9 o'clock. I think Jim told me that can happen.
All right.
And then on Tuesday, we'll all be back and starting this new year. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank, who's going to be back in their shows next year.
And we bank with them.
They're a local bank. And what else can you say? 4 branches, 1 in Red Bluff, 2 right here in town, and 1 in Anderson. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. Okay, you know, we talk about all you Californians leaving, the exodus out of California. Well, there's a great article I just found that in Idaho, a lot of them are going to Idaho. Retired California public employees are flocking to Idaho with their pension funds. These people, you know, our retired public employees are retiring with six-figure incomes, as we know, and they're moving because they can't stand it in California. Well, there seems to be a little problem with the locals because of the liberal baggage of the new residents. The town of Eagle, Idaho, has seen an influx of retired police and firefighters moving to this town, with many of them identifying as conservative, but who seem practically socialist to the old guard with their large pensions. Two California transplants squared off in the recent mayoral race, and the key issue between the two former Golden State residents was who was the least Californian. Okay, former Eagle Mayor Jesse Pierce arrived in Idaho 20 years ago with no public pension and lost an election to a more recent arrival with a six-figure California fire captain's pension. It was ludicrous. The new residents call themselves Republicans. You find a lot of Californians who move here don't realize how much liberal baggage they're bringing with them. He said he doesn't understand how Californians with pensions that exceed what working people make in Idaho or in Redding, California, or most of the North State, can move to the state and call themselves conservative. They want the same kind of benefits to officers and state employees here, and it's like, wait a minute, you literally created a huge deficit in California, and now you want to do the same thing here. Now, this guy, Pierce, said there's a bigger story happening in communities like ours. Californians have been programmed in a way to think they're conservative, but then they move to a place like Eagle, Idaho, and they start asking for the same things that the government was providing them in California. And we've seen this in other places, by the way. I saw it in Prescott, Arizona, when a big battle was going on.
Mm.
You can't keep 4 horses in the city limits. You can only keep 2. Whoa, big battle. Anyway.
Well, we can have 4 chickens in downtown Redding.
We can.
I'm excited about that. Do I really want to, again, I'm going to go into the poop, but do I can't help it. Because, you know, but anyway, so I think about the fact we're downtown Redding, we can have 4 chickens. But our neighbors had them at one time.
And you were over there petting them. You made them pet.
And they let me pet them, and I loved these chickens. But, you know, it does when it rains and it snows and stuff like that. It's gross. But somebody
else
can do it.
Okay.
With AIDS, you get the other part.
The new mayor's name's Brad Pike. He won the runoff, and he has a $123,000 pension. And he says he's been a Republican for 41 years and could finally exhale when he moved to Idaho and relax and enjoy life. This is a free country. You have the option to go anywhere you want, Pike told the outlet. I'm not ashamed to say that I brought my CalPERS pension to Idaho. And I came here looking for anything that's not liberal, socialistic view of the government in California. And so they're having a battle. You're conservative. For California, you are a rock-hard conservative. When you get up to Eagle, Idaho, you're a socialist. I don't believe either one. So that's just me. Added that 60% of the people who move to Idaho don't take the time to get to know the local population, blah, blah, blah. That's usually true. Now you're getting folks that have moved here. They got 15, 16 years of entrenched California in them, and they think they know what was right and what was wrong, but they haven't put the time and the effort to learn. Now, the Los Angeles Times reported nearly 90,000 members of California's main public employee retirement system received their pension payments outside the state. And exiles have collected more than $3.6 billion in state pensions. The zip code receiving the most pension money outside California, according to Los Angeles Times, was Eagle, Idaho. So they have flocked there, you know, police and firemen.
Oh, yeah.
From Southern California. Has found that Californians lost more than $340 million in 2021 IRS tax revenue due to residents moving.
Well, you know what? Yeah. Two incidences come to mind. One is we have a friend, our Brits, that sold their little mini ranch in California.
Escondido.
And moved to?
Wyoming.
And he said automatically, I saved $20,000
a year. $20,000 a year.
Well, then while we were in Albuquerque,
oh, yeah.
We started, you know, of course, we're always, just for fun, always looking at real estate prices and what's happening. And, you know, for the last 10 or 15 years, we've been doing that. It's just kind of a, I don't know if it's a hobby, it's just a thing.
It's just a hobby, everybody.
Places that we really, like. And, so our son was saying, you know, automatically, this is what we pay for electricity, this is what we pay for insurance, this is what we pay for this. Oh my God, you pay that much for electricity?
Registering your car.
Yeah, I mean, the list went on and we were like.
I have to pay $315 because I just got it, for my 2006 truck. I'm paying $315 for a pickup truck. That's 17 years old. Anyway.
And what did they pay? 65?
40.
$40 in Albuquerque.
And if you get a ticket, it's like $50.
Yeah. And the red light? I told them I got a red light ticket, meaning I rolled through. I didn't run through a red light. I rolled. $500 it cost me. And they looked at me like I said, how do people, I mean, that can't even decide, am I going to have milk? What am I going to do for the kids? I got to be able to, you know. And your daughter has always been like a very frugal with coupons, planning her meals. She's very much on their budget. And they looked at me like, "How, you're kidding?" And I said, "No." And we had to pay it. $550.
Well, yeah, the first time. The second time, we got it cut in half because you didn't go through. We didn't know to ask and say, "Hey, look, she didn't go through it. She just rolled around a corner and they cut it in half." Anyway, a former Los Angeles Police Department sergeant who recently retired and moved to Eagle, 70 to 80% of us would still be in California if it weren't for the elected officials driving them from the state. And that's the bottom line. And you're going to, you know, we talked about it last night on the Ted Leidy and I on Man Up. And if you didn't hear it, you got a primer last night, my friends, on the new state laws and what they're doing to drive, you know, to take your Second Amendment rights away from you, from the Democrats in this state. It doesn't affect crime. It doesn't affect any of that. It just affects law-abiding citizens who all of a sudden, because of all the nuances in these laws, it'll make you a criminal. And they wonder why so many people are moving out.
Yeah,
and
it's just stomach going
tonight.
They lost
one congressional seat, and they're going to lose another one the next time, maybe two. Because of this and all the money that's leaving California, we've already got a $68 billion deficit because of the craziness down in Sacramento with the Democrats. And my friends, I say that. But if Republicans were doing it, I'd say Republicans. This is crazy. But I can understand. You think, you know, you're conservative here in this state. I mean, you are a conservative. You go up to Eagle, Idaho, and all of a sudden,
you're not conservative.
Nah, you're that left-leaning Republican. Anyway, that's what's happening. I thought that was a great article.
Interesting. We've got to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about a couple things before we have a guest. I'm going to go into the top 10 achievable New Year's resolutions for building a healthy, happy life, just food for thought. And then I want to talk about that on TikTok, people getting online about to take your, you know, the younger generation is TikTok. I mean, as far as my generation, I'm still a Facebook that, you know, and I'm still challenged there. But anyway, so can we
still write letters?
And I love your letters, but I haven't gotten one in a while. I need a New Year's letter from you. We used to write letters to each other all the time. I'll write one if you write one. I love it. Okay.
You know,
all of them.
The mail goes both ways.
Well, you know, we don't mail our letters to each other. But anyway, that's not my point. My point is
Crackmaster windshield repair.
I'm not finished. Let me talk about the whole thing about the Christmas tree decorations coming
down. Well, wait a minute. You're going to talk about it after the break.
I will, but I wanted to just tease it. Do you mind?
You just did.
I didn't talk about Christmas decorations going to TikTok. Christmas decorations, to keep them up, how long do you think it's appropriate? Just your opinion. We're going to take those calls after this break.
This portion of the show brought to you by Jeff Wurst and Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Another year, another successful year for Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff Wurst is a master craftsman when it comes to repairing windshields, whether it's a chip or a crack over 2 feet in length. Jeff Wurst can fix it, and you're not going to see it. He fixed an 8-10-inch crack on my windshield 16 years ago. You still can't see it. I can't say any more than that. Everybody that goes down there that comes back to us says, I can't believe it. He does such a great job. Don't take a chance with your family's safety. Bring your car, truck, or RV in for a free inspection and analysis at 3208 South Market Street. Or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment. Locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business. Crackmaster Windshield Repair. We'll be right back. It's the final countdown.
The final countdown. I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Redding Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you, guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Whether you're born country or the country lifestyle was born in you, celebrate Christmas country style at the Christmas celebration of the decade at historic Haas Farms, a country Christmas playground where folks gather to play as hard as they work. All ages invited and all are welcome. Catch a ride on a country-covered wagon or the mighty Haas Express and view lights on the farm. Warm yourself by glowing fires, roast s'mores, sip cocoa, and enjoy the friendship and freedom that these country folks have enjoyed for over 150 years. Let the kids loose to enjoy all the rides from go-karts to roller coasters. Ice skate for as long as you like. free thanks to Haas Ranch and Farm Supply. Reserve your ticket to ride today at historichaasfarms.com or simply head out to Haas Farms and yell, "Merry Christmas." They'll know what you need. And have a very Merry Christmas from Greg and Nicola Haas.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
All right, ABBA. Oh my God. There's never enough. ABBA and Casey and the Sunshine Band and Little Dab of Michael Jackson does it for me. I mean, I could dance all night with that. So thank you very much.
7:36 in the morning here on the last Friday of 2023. And this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Last chance for their big sale is today. They're opening at 9:30. They're located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, locally owned, locally operated, the only full-service jewelry store in Redding with the watch repairman, the whole enchilada, as I say. Four Winds Jewelry. We shop there. We're happy. Great people there. Great prices and a super selection
honest
of jewelry.
And integrity.
Yes.
Honesty and integrity. Okay. With jewelry goes a long ways.
Okay.
And you know what I'm talking about.
Okay.
So I want to talk about a couple things here that I think are, you know, as we, you know, we can get balled up, you know, with, you know, like Carl's show last night, I was listening to it, and, you know, the rules and the regulations that are coming down in the state of California, and of course, he was talking about earlier about the influx of people going into, one of the states leaving from California. My girlfriend moved 25 years ago from, maybe 30 years ago, as her family immigrated up there because of the crime that was happening in Elk Grove, and they were held up at gunpoint, and they decided at that point we are leaving for Idaho. So that's what we were talking about earlier. But I want to talk about, okay, now what can we do to shift our energy? Can we shift our energy? Because the only thing that you know that you can control is yourself, your mind, how you can start your day, what you can do to be a positive influence with the space around you. So a couple things to be thinking of, and I love this. Out of Good Housekeeping came the 10 things that maybe the top 10 things. And I know that I want to implement this because I used to get up in the morning about a half hour before Carl, and I'd go in and I would read my positive quotations and read a couple things because I thought, well, that's where my brain is starting to function with these words. So number one on the Good Housekeeping thing that you can do is start a gratitude journal. Like in the morning, write down, I'm grateful for. It could be simply, I have a roof over my head, or all my parts are working,
or I woke up,
or I woke up, and or I'm happy to have, you know, a coat, whatever that is. So a gratitude journal is a beautiful way to start your morning and improve your mental and physical wellness. Number two, this is on the things to, again, with Good Housekeeping, make time for family. If you've been on the run or whatever it is, it's about just making that time for family, especially if they're far away and you have hectic schedules. And here's one that Carl and I are really working on, building a better budget. We started doing this last year. We're going to sit down and, again, crunch the numbers, look at the numbers, figure out, you know, where. In fact, one of them is going to be like a cable bill, you know, your telephone. Like, do you need to change carriers? What are you doing? What are those little $20, $50, $100 extra things a month that you've just forgotten to really take a look at the bottom line? So building a better budget will make you feel healthy about taking control of your life. Another one, practice mindfulness. We have a tendency in radio and listening to the news and watching the headlines. It's very hard because that can be, again, a twist in negativity. So of all the things that are wrong, how about all the things that are right? Mindfulness. Clinical psychologist in New York, university professor, say that mindfulness can help you become a better person. And, I mean, if you're alive on this planet, don't you want to become a better person? Number five, which I really like, is cook something new each week. How about if you say, okay, let's try to cook Thai food and maybe look it up and know a little bit about the, you know, the spices and the ingredients and, okay, Thai food, whatever that could be. And along with this is make vegetables your best friends, because that's good as far as your mindfulness, too, about what you're putting in your body. Is this serving me when you put something up to your mouth? Is it serving the overall goodness of my body, my mind? Or is it just that you keep on drinking and eating and smoking and doing all the things that, you know, sugars and stuff like that? So, why not start in 2024 with cooking something new, bringing in more vegetables, and thinking about the mindfulness of the approach of your mind and in your body? Number six, read more books. I know you're constantly reading, Carl. You're reading a book that a friend gave you, and you said, whoa, it's Pappy?
No, it was Ted Oakley gave me.
But it's a book says Pappy.
No, Baba Black Sheep, about Pappy Boyington and the and his squadron during World War II and his life story. And this guy was a hellraiser. So, I mean, you know, so.
But you're into it.
Oh, yeah.
And so
yeah.
You read about, you know, I think you read about a couple books, or and then you'll repeat books. You have
certain
your favorite books.
Books
you go back to that you enjoy. So
like,
you're pretty much an avid reader. So, I joined a book club this year, and that's something I've never done, and I'm excited about that. And I don't know what the book I have to read by January 10th. Okay, here's another thing. Create a cleaning schedule you can stick to.
Whoa. You know, this year.
What does that mean for you?
This year, and we've been talking about it for 12 years now, this is the year that we are going to take two rooms and totally redo them and take out stuff that we've accumulated over the years.
Mm-hmm.
And in my case, you know, I must have under the my cigar humidor, I must have 50 magazines there that I've kept because, you know, they've got things in it. And I just realized the other day that, no, I can get rid of all those
mm-hmm.
magazines.
Mm-hmm.
There's no reason to keep them.
And the things we accumulate in our drawers, you know, just – people are coming or whatever and you've got stuff and you just go, you know, and I, in our guest bedroom, that's going to be a challenge, but I kept stuff from trips from 15 years ago. Like, you know,
15.
All the manuals and the stuff that have to do with when we went over to Normandy and we went on that trip. I mean, kept all this stuff.
If I do nothing else but get rid of all the electrical cords that you have to plug in to phones that don't work anymore.
Exactly.
That's half of a drawer right there.
Number eight is drink less alcohol. Number nine, number ten, commit. Okay, now this is really interesting. I've been reading a lot about this. Commit to a healthier sleep routine. And they call it sleep hygiene. Because I was reading about that the other day. And it's talking about creating a plan to improve your sleep hygiene, about habits that maintain a good sleep every night. It looks different to everyone, but I remember reading this book about this woman who is, she's 80 years old. She's been a powerful woman who's been a huge designer and done so well with her life. And what she does with her sleep routine at nighttime. And she like literally removes anything that's magnetic, any kind of phone, any kind of anything from her bedroom at nighttime. And she makes a black room, a cold room, and sleeps with, you know, eye mask on and earplugs on. And I'm just saying that's why she looks phenomenal. She's 80 something. So we'll talk about that later. Join a club, it says. Quit smoking. Learn to love vegetables. Become a plant owner. Take the stairs. Start doing yoga with your partner. Plan a vacation, which I love to do. I think that's healthy. Just kind of having fun packing and thinking. Head to a day spa. So how many of these things do we have on our calendar, Carl? A couple of them.
Oh, at least four.
For our anniversary, we are going to go over to Urban Retreat, and we have somebody gave me a gift certificate for my 60th birthday years ago, and we're going to use that towards doing like a 3-hour day spa thing together where we kind of begin our new year with getting into our body and thinking about these plans. So I'm just encouraging everybody listening to think about implementing a couple of these things as you begin unfolding into 2024.
Judy Maxwell of Maxwell Insurance and Financial wishes everybody a very, very happy new year and a very prosperous 2024. And, there's so many things going on with the insurance companies and the inflation and the economy that sometimes it's good to get a second look at what's going on. Maxwell Insurance and Financial is offering a free review and evaluation of not only your insurance, but also your retirement plans and 401ks. What a way to start off the year by taking a look at and say, where do I need to go this year? What can I do to save some money? What can I do to make sure my family's taken care of? Judy Maxwell, Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Give her a call at 530-221-0441, located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back.
Strapped in tight, you'll ride it out. I'll be coming home next year. Come on, get on, get on. Take it to life.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Ring in the new year at Redding Garden of Lights with Turtle Bay's New Year's Eve event featuring over 1 million lights, live music by Hook, a virtual screen ball drop, glowing swings, and much more. Mosaic food and beverages available for purchase. This all-age special ticketed event is from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. New Year's Eve at Redding Garden of Lights. Sunday, December 31st, 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. All ages. Tickets at turtlebay.org.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month, starting at 8 a.m., for the Gorman Law Hour, featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Right, good morning. How are you today? Okay, now, as promised, this is Linda Bott, Carl Bott, with this is our last day of the year. I'll never forget Ricky. That's Ricky, man. The first time he came on the scene, we were like, whoa. He really was, like he moved. Like nobody has moved. And we were all like, oh my God, this guy is really, not just hot, but he was just had such passion, and it was really, you know, so.
Tick-tock.
I know, tick-tock away against the time or against, towards the time. Okay, what we're going to do here is we're going to take your calls, we're going to put you on the air. And Carl and I are going to decide. We only got two tickets left for the New Year's Eve
bash
that's happening at, these are $45 tickets, that's happening at the Redding Garden of Lights. There's a live band called Hook. They're going to do an early ball drop, so you don't have to wait till midnight. If you're adults and you have kids, the tickets for kids are $35, $45 for adults, which is great. Goes from 6 to 10. And this is for the New Year's Eve special thing they're doing at Turtle Bay. So, and the band is going to be in a tent. So if you want to dance, hear live music. Anyway, so what we want you to do is call 530-605-4567. We're going to put you on the air, and we want you to tell us how long you keep your Christmas decorations up, when you think it's appropriate to take them down, and why.
And if there's only one caller, you win.
All right. We're going to decide. If there's three or four, we're going to say, what's the best answer?
Okay.
So, meanwhile, you've got something you want to...
Yeah, two new laws taking effect January 1st that are interesting laws. Cameras at intersections across California already give you the red light cameras. We've already talked about that and the cost of that, and it destroys people. But now... they're going to start a pilot program to catch and fine speeding drivers with cameras. Yes, Los Angeles, San Jose, Oakland, Glendale, Long Beach, and San Francisco have the authority to launch speed camera pilot programs that will last 5 years or until January 1st, 2032, whichever date is sooner. After a 60-day introductory period of issuing only warnings to violators, fines will start at $50 for drivers to go at least 11 miles per hour over the speed limit, though amounts can be reduced depending on income. Now, New Mexico, Albuquerque got rid of their red light cameras at the intersection, but they have speed cameras, and while we were there, our grandson got a ticket.
He did.
Now, they don't take pictures of the driver.
Mm-hmm.
But if they take pictures of the license plate, if that license plate is registered to you, no matter who was driving, you pay. That was the way it was in New Mexico. I'm sure it's going to be the one here because on red light cameras, they take a picture of the person. And if they don't have a clear picture and they send it to you asking the question, is this you? Of course it wasn't you. Of course it wasn't you, and you don't even have to answer it. But now, with the red light speed cameras, all they need is your driver, is your car license, and that's starting in six cities. Okay.
Well,
so
you
stand
know,
stand by
with
oh,
your
yeah.
with your grandson. We talk about speeding. I mean, he's a safe driver. It wasn't like. It was a 45.
And he was doing a 50 or something like
52
that.
52 or something. Yep. And so anyway,
cost him $50.
And the parents are making him pay half.
Of course they are.
And they sat him down. We were there. Of course, you know, we're just watching on the side, like, what's going on? We haven't gotten any calls. I don't know if it's just too much to ask people. Maybe they don't want to go out in the rain. You know, we gave tickets away yesterday because these are like,
tickets. We may just have to give those tickets away if we don't get any phone calls in the next hour.
People wanted to come on and say, when should you take your Christmas decorations down?
You know, one person calling, you could get two tickets.
They're
going to use the money from that to whatever else they do. Now, cameras capture license plates, not faces. But critics of the law, which include the Electronic Frontier Foundation, ACLU, all these cite concerns about over-surveillance, privacy, and data security, of course. Now, here's my favorite one. An assemblyman out of Chula Vista introduced the bill in February to do away with the statewide ban on cruising, and that passed. When drivers show off classic, typically customized lowrider cars by leisurely riding on city streets. Now, you've seen the lowriders, but anybody cruising. So does this mean, since there's no longer against the law to cruise, I guess individual cities can still keep it, but does this mean you can go down Pine Street and cruise like you used to here in Redding, California? People talk about it back in the 60s and 70s and maybe even to the 80s where they could cruise down Pine Street. Anyway, cruising bans have long been criticized by enthusiasts, and more recently, Democratic lawmakers say as discriminatory against Latino communities. It's deeply rooted in car culture and is a way of expressing our love for art. So there. Some people are saying this could be a threat to public safety. You got people coming down. Also, they've done away with the law about how low your car can be, to the ground. Mm-hmm. And if you remember American Graffiti, when they pulled over the guy there, and they said, "I think your car's too low." He said, "No, sir, it's 6.5 inches above the street, just like the law says." So anyway, those two laws. And so I can't wait to see what happens.
Well, and lastly, in headlines, I don't know if you saw this morning, Maine bars Trump from ballot.
Yeah, and a Democrat congressman from the state of Maine, a Democrat, who said the decision was made, first of all, by the Secretary of State. And the Democrat congressman said, "I voted to impeach Donald Trump." His name's Jared Golden, for his role in the January 6th insurrection. "I do not believe he should be reelected as president of the United States. However, we are a nation of laws. Therefore, until he is actually found guilty of the crime of insurrection, he should be allowed on the ballot." Hello. If this is the case, and a Secretary of State can take somebody that's running for president off the ballot, they have taken away your rights, my friends. This means that the Secretary of State of Alabama could take Biden off the ballot and use any type of charges. He hasn't been accused, anything, and you could start taking people off the ballot. This goes so far against our sense of right and our sense of laws in this nation. Yet this hatred of Trump and this fear that he's going to be elected president has caused people to make these stupid, stupid, unconstitutional decisions that even their own party is against. The state of California, who is one of the most liberal states, has said Trump's going to be on the ballot. They're not going to take him off the ballot at all, even though there's been grumblings. But Newsom and the Secretary of State here said, nope, he's on the ballot. It's going to hit the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court's going to, say.
We don't know what the Supreme Court's going to say.
You don't, but I know exactly what they're going to say. How do you do this when there's, just because you're accused of a crime, you haven't been found guilty of a crime, we're going to keep you from running for office. If that's the case, you can accuse people of anything to keep them off the ballot, not just the presidential ballot. So there you go. Let's finish this year up. Well, we're going to finish the year up on a very positive note. We've got Courtney Kreider in here that's going to join us.
So excited about Courtney. We saw her in Las Vegas at the National Rodeos Final, and she's the beauty on the scene, a reporter for Red Bluff Roundup, and we're going to be talking about a lot of good things coming up.
This weekend.
As well as also something happening in January that we need to share with everybody.
Okay,
right?
We'll be right back.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. While the California Secretary of State has certified Donald Trump's presence on the March 5th primary ballot, in the state of Maine, Mr. Trump has been disqualified from appearing on the ballot.
The decision by Secretary of State Shenna Bellows follows a ruling earlier this month by the Colorado Supreme Court that booted Donald Trump from the ballot in Colorado under Section 3 of the 14th Amendment. That decision has been stayed until the U.S. Supreme Court decides whether Trump is barred by the Civil War era provision, which prohibits those who engaged in insurrection from holding office. The Trump campaign says it will appeal Bellows' decision, and Bellows suspended her ruling until that court system rules on that case. In the end, it's likely that the nation's highest court will have the final say on whether Trump appears on the ballot in Maine and in other states. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Senator Lindsey Graham goes north to stand with Chick-fil-A, the restaurant chain facing a challenge to its Sabbath day closing policy at its locations along the busy New York State Thruway.
Graham posted a video on X showing him standing outside a Chick-fil-A in New York, protesting a bill that would require the chicken sandwich giant to violate its policy of staying closed on Sundays. Graham says, quote, "This violates the Constitution. This violates the religious liberty of all of us and the company called Chick-fil-A who tries to honor the Sabbath." Graham is threatening to withhold federal funding from any state that tries to make Chick-fil-A open on Sundays. Bob Agnew reporting.
They're doing it again. Iran-backed Houthi rebels firing more ballistic missiles at American military ships in the Red Sea. No ships were hit and no one was hurt. More than 100 missiles and drones unleashed on Ukraine overnight by the Russians. The capital city, Kiev, along with Kharkiv and Lviv, were hit by Russian missiles. The Dow down 30 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
In Dinesh D'Souza's new blockbuster movie, Police State exposes the government's plot to control MAGA conservatives.
These are anti-government.
We have freedom of religion and freedom of speech.
Violent extremists, and they must be dealt with.
MAGA Republicans threaten the very foundation of our republic.
Mass surveillance, censorship, and armed attacks. There's nowhere to hide.
FBI, we have an arrest warrant.
15 marked units on my property.
Military-styled soldiers pointing an automatic rifle at my head.
Are we becoming a police state?
It may be the Russia other people grew up in, but not my America.
Directed by Dinesh D'Souza, Debbie D'Souza, and Bruce Shuley. Police State sounds the alarm.
What we need is a person, and then we go find out what crime you did.
How did we give the state this kind of power?
Police State, they have their lists. Are you next?
If they're coming for me, they're coming for you.
Police State. Buy it or stream it now at SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Venezuela will hold offshore military drills as a British warship visits the neighborhood.
President Nicolas Maduro ordered Venezuela's armed forces to conduct defensive exercises in the Eastern Caribbean. The move comes after the United Kingdom sent a warship toward Guyana's territorial waters as the South American neighbors dispute a large border region with vast oil deposits. It has been under Guyana's control for decades. In a nationally televised address, Maduro said that 6,000 Venezuelan troops, including air and naval forces, will conduct joint operations off the nation's eastern coast near the border with Guyana. Maduro said the deployment of the British ship is a threat to his country. I'm Norman Hall.
Turkey's state-run news agency says security forces have detained 32 people suspected of ties to ISIS. The suspects were allegedly planning to carry out attacks on synagogues and churches, as well as the Iraqi embassy in Turkey. News and analysis, townhall.com. New Republican-drawn congressional and legislative voting districts in Georgia have passed muster with a federal judge.
The judge Thursday rejected claims the new maps didn't cure illegal vote dilution and should be rejected, adding he can't interfere with legislative choices even if Republicans move to protect their power. The maps were redrawn in a recent special legislative session after the judge in October ruled a prior set of maps illegally harmed black voters. The approval sets the stage for them to be used in the 2024 elections and are likely to reproduce the current 9-5 Republican majority among the Peach State's 14 congressional seats. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
A Colorado woman is being sought on suspicion of killing her two young children and injuring a third child. Authorities in Colorado Springs say an arrest warrant has been issued for 35-year-old Kimberly Singler, alleging murder, attempted murder, and child abuse. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott.
Good morning.
Today, the 29th of December, 8:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassionate communities. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Christina and Dana are here with us, and Susan
Good
Eastman's
morning.
On the line.
Good morning, Susan. Tell us what's happening on
everyone.
Wall Street.
Well, today, right this minute, the major averages are in the red on this final trading day of 2023. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is off 22 points at 37,687. The S&P 500 is down 10 points at 4,772. And the NASDAQ Composite is losing 71 points at 15,024. Active stocks this morning, Marathon Digital Holdings, down $3.05, trading at $25.07. Tesla down $4.30, trading at $248.99. NIO down 41 cents, trading at $9.02. And AMD off 84 cents at $147.94 per share. Over in the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is priced to yield 3.868%. For commodities, gold is down $3 an ounce at $2,068. Silver off 8 cents at $23.93 per ounce. And crude oil trading at $72 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman, First Vice President Investments, Stifel Nicolaus & Company, member SIPC and NYSE for KCNR.
Hey, Susan. We always appreciate every Friday morning Susan calls in and gives us what's happening in the market. We heard the gold is down $3, but I can't even believe it's still over $2,000.
Right. And depending what happens to this next quarter, we might see some volatility because the market just made some new highs. We'll have a timeout for a while.
And
but
by the way,
we'll
saw some great pictures of you on Facebook there, kiddo.
Oh, celebrating Christmas.
Yeah, wonderful pictures.
Absolutely wonderful. Susan Eastman.
Thank you.
And this is where we talk
Happy
about getting
New
our
Year.
Budget in order and thinking about where we're putting our money. That's Susan Eastman, First Vice President of Investments, again from Stifel Nicolaus & Company. Give her a call at 530-244-7199. We just so much appreciate her as well with all of her integrity. Okay, currently 54 degrees in the downtown studios. Let's give you a weather update. Showers and patchy fog today with a high of 56 and our overnight lows with showers at 48 degrees. Saturday calls for highs will be around with showers once again with 55. Chance of showers and patchy fog on Saturday night, so be careful out there on the street with 45 degrees. And Sunday, just about 30% chance of showers there on New Year's Eve with a high near 56. Calm winds becoming around 5 miles out of the northeast in the afternoon. Sunday night, partly cloudy with a low of around 40. So for those of you going out on New Year's Eve, you don't have to worry about too much storm as well. Monday night, which is New Year's Day, sunny with a high near 60. Beautiful Monday night. A slight chance of showers again after 4. So there's the forecast, and the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated out of Anderson with the Kinney family, where they do give senior and veteran discounts and hard to get to jobs with their specialists to get up there in the hills or down into the gullies with your with your propane tank. Excuse me, try to say that three times. 365-3793.
And we are here with Courtney Kreider, and she is here with the Red Bluff Roundup.
News!
It's not the Roundup. This is the California Circuit Finals Rodeo down there being hosted by y'all. Tell us about this.
Yeah, I mean, we're really lucky to still host the California Circuit Finals. We took it over in 2020, and we did a fanless rodeo so that the contestants could still get their year-end earnings and finish out the circuit during that year. And then since then, Red Bluff has still been hosting it. We had a California Circuit Finals meeting in Las Vegas while we were there for NFR, and it was just really cool to have all the committees there and supporting us still taking it on here in Red Bluff. So
can you share with our listeners? I don't think we really know about this. So, give us a behind the scenes or a visual about this is happening right now.
Sure. And well,
including what exactly it is.
Okay. So this is basically the state finals for rodeo. So every circuit in the professional rodeo, the PRCA, they have a Columbia circuit. They've got a Idaho, all of that. So this
Turquoise, Texas.
Is the California, yeah. Right. So our region. So any of the athletes that did the California circuit and claim this basically as their home base, they will be here. They try to qualify in that circuit. So we have the best of the best in California. So a lot of people are used to the before, I think Red Bluff had like some amateur bull riding or something on New Year's. This is a three-day rodeo, so it starts tonight, and then it goes through Sunday through New Year's Eve, and we have the best athletes that qualified in their discipline in the California circuit that will be riding. So it's a really – it's kind of like a VIP opportunity to see some rodeo because it's a smaller arena. We do it across in the Pauline Davis Pavilion, so it's not outside for people that are used to Red Bluff Roundup.
Is that where they do the bull and gelding sale?
Yes.
Okay.
It's exactly – it's the same building. We also have different vendors where – you
it's
know,
inside?
It's inside.
Yeah,
yep.
That's cool.
It is an indoor rodeo. And it's that smaller arena that normally you'd be in for the bowl and gilly.
Right,
yeah.
For the bowl and gilly.
Yeah, there's not a bad seat.
Right.
It's a really, really cool opportunity.
And it fills up quick.
Yes.
That's the thing.
We were sold out last year. A lot of people wait to get their tickets out the door for this rodeo, which will be fine, I think, tonight. We still have tickets available, but it is. You want to get there early. And New Year's Eve, we will sell out before the rodeo starts.
And when you say early, what are you talking about? Like what time? Is it a night time?
So rodeo starts at 7:30 each night, and doors open at 6. I'd get there at 6.
Okay.
Walk around, get a drink. We'll have vendors there. We've got people shaping hats for you.
Mm.
The whole deal.
How fun. And this has just come to light for me. Knowing about this new Circuit Finals happening in Red Bluff on New Year's weekend.
Well, and last year I was still working for local news here, and so I was there covering it. This year it has been my mission to get the word out, let people know about the Circuit Finals rodeo, and so I have actually a bunch of friends from Reading that are coming up tonight, some friends from Oregon coming in that are going to do the rodeo. So I think it's going to be a really big year for us.
And it's not when you think about all the different circuits they have for the national for the Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association. And these circuits, they compete in them and get points and money to mm-hmm. be able to be in the national finals. And as you said, they can the cowboys and cowgirls competitors can say that's my circuit. So, and some circuits comprise several states. Some of them, the big ones, like California, it's its own. I think Texas is its own. So you're seeing people like R.C. Landingham.
Yeah.
Now, that name may not mean a lot to a lot of people, but R.C. Landingham of Hat Creek, who, by the way, is just a fine young man, and met him and his family last year at the NFR, won $1 million. And part of it was based on how he competed here.
In the California circuit.
Right. Mm-hmm. And he won that in the, American Rodeo?
Yes. So he got the triple crown.
Right.
And then, yes.
So how does that work? He has to compete and win in three separate events, rodeos. Is that correct?
Yes. So that's what that was, and that was his $1 million check. We also have the American is separate, where that is a chance for athletes to win $1 million.
Right.
It's kind of its own little NFR during March in Arlington, Texas. And there's so much going on in Red Bluff, too. If you get there early for the rodeo, I mean, we've got some barrel racing slack. And then last night, we actually had a qualifying round for the Western region for the American. So some of those barrel racers could go on and win the $1 million as well.
Imagine that RC rides bareback.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, out of Hat Creek, just a fine young man, and he won, got a check for $1 million.
And he came and rode in Red Bluff right after that. I mean, we got to see him at the circuit finals last year as well.
Wow.
Actually, I did. I got to interview him and meet his wife and kid, and just super nice family. I love Hat Creek, too. I mean, that's where I grew up going to church.
Oh.
But yeah, it's so cool to see them, and also to see the same athletes coming even from the national finals that are also competing here. We
sure.
have some... Clayton Bigelow, where he actually won in bareback last year at the finals here in Red Bluff, and then he was at the NFR. He's coming back. We have Lefty Holman. We have our other local riders like Colby Demo and Zach Brown. So it's
just a great event, and I for some reason I didn't know it was inside. I just thought, well, it's outside, but no, it's inside, and that's going to be a great event. Okay, we got to take a break here. This portion of the show is brought to you by NorCal Tractor and Equipment for all your Kubota needs. Now, figure out, as Linda was saying, you're making all these things. Hey, this is what I'd like to accomplish this year. Well, maybe one of the things you want to accomplish is clear out all that dead brush and everything, but you don't have the equipment. Well, NorCal Tractor and Equipment has it all. The small tractors, backhoes, skid steers, you name it, they have it. And you can, rent it, lease it, or even better, buy it. And then you'll have it forever, your own little tractor. It's located, this is a locally owned, locally operated business. There's a young couple there that started in Reading with this and were very successful and built a new facility down in Anderson at 2540 Gateway Drive. Give them a call, 530-221-6800. And we'll be right back.
Mow, dig, haul, lift. The versatile Kubota VX3 subcompact tractor does it all. Switching attachments is simple, and a smooth hydrostatic transmission makes for easy operation. The Kubota VX series, rated number one in durability and owner experience. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
Ring in the new year at Reading Garden of Lights with Turtle Bay's New Year's Eve event featuring over 1 million lights, live music by Hook, a virtual screen ball drop, glowing swings, and much more. Mosaic food and beverages available for purchase. This all-age special ticketed event is from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. New Year's Eve at Reading Garden of Lights. Sunday, December 31st, 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. All ages. Tickets at turtlebay.org.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Taggart and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no-side-effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult-to-treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by. Get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
And good morning and welcome to this Friday, a final edition here. Oh my gosh, it sounds so final, but it is final. Our last Friday of the year of Free Fire Radio here on KCNR. So happy to have you with us, Carl and Linda Bott. And of course, it's 54 degrees to bring you back in there with showers and patchy fog. We do have tickets. We're going to take...
Just give the tickets
away. All right. Well, okay. I wanted to hear about the TikTok, you know, like the challenge that I heard this morning about how long should you keep your Christmas tree stuff up. And it didn't seem like we had any partakers. Now, it is going to be raining, but on Sunday night, New Year's Eve, it will be clear, according to this forecast, meaning that we have about 30% chance of shower. So that's really, you know, like maybe you're moving through it.
To give away.
Do you want to do it?
No, I'm just thinking, is that we should? Fine. We have 2024 New Year's Eve Reading Garden of Lights. All you have to do is call. Don't have to talk to us. Just give us your name and your phone number, and you get to go. Sunday, December 31st, it goes from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m., and you're going to have a great time. We're going to celebrate New Year's Eve.
Yeah. There. Yes, we are.
It goes from 6 to 10. 6:05.
You feel better
6,
now
7.
That you're in charge of it?
No, it's not good. That. It's just if you're not going to call, I mean, we've got two tickets.
530-605-4567. Thank you, Seth McGaha from Turtle Bay, for dropping those off last night. We're happy to partner with Turtle Bay and all the beautiful Garden of Light and this special New Year's Eve edition.
And Heidi, who won them last night on Man Up, make sure you get in here around noon today, or I will give you a call and tell you how to get, and we'll, get those tickets to you because you don't want to miss them. We're here with Courtney Kreider. Good morning. Except we have to turn her on. Hello.
Good morning.
Try again.
Got to hear my beautiful
voice. Yeah, well, you know, we do this with our producer. We've got a lot of moving parts here. You know,
you
callers.
The phone calls.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
And Linda, I have to say too, so I'm staying at the Comfort Inn and Suites in Rebluff throughout New Year's for the circuit finals. They have their Christmas tree up, and it's beautiful. I love that they still have it up.
I agree. I think that, thank you for, you know, guys are just different that way, but I think it's very interesting for kids. And for, you know, I think it probably stays up to January 5th, maybe January 2nd or 3rd, you start to take it down. Some people keep it up to February.
Yeah, I don't know if I could do February.
No, I need to have clarity for January. Clear.
And you can even take like your red ornaments off or something, put Christmas away, but leave all the like pretty white winter lighted stuff up.
So
I like
I'm curious if people have like hardcore traditions regarding that or what your thoughts are. Anyway. See, somebody was engaging.
It's a good topic.
Thank you for engaging with me.
You're welcome.
I think that the tree, you should be looking at taking the tree down when you brush up against the tree and all the needles
and
fall.
And the needles fall. See, I think
when
that's
you're vacuuming,
a factor too.
When you're vacuuming more than you're looking.
Yes.
Okay.
That's fair.
We're here talking about the circuit finals in Red Bluff this weekend, and it's inside.
Which is indoors.
So you don't have to worry about the rain, and it's going to be Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, which is New Year's Eve. It starts at 7:30, but the doors open at 6. And it's not just the fact that it's you're going to see the best in California here.
You will.
But some of the best in the nation when it comes to rodeo. But you're also going to have some other things there. You've got the Pro Rodeo Announcer of the Year.
I was going to say, not even just the best athletes in the business, but we have the best, like, pro rodeo. I mean, our music director, Austin Lopman. Everybody loves him because he's from Red Bluff. He cares about it, and he won't give up his Red Bluff gigs. Even with expanding, he'll still come back for the Bull and Gelding Sale. And he is our music director. He was top five music director for the PRCA.
You know, it's interesting when you think about it. I mean, there's music all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But it's kind of like but these people like Austin travel all over the United States to rodeos, and they provide the special music of rodeo.
It's where it's part of the production, not just noise.
The
right?
clowns out there, you know, he's talking, and they set it up. I'm sure. I mean, it's very much what's the word I'm looking for? Coordinated, staged. It's not
I don't
music.
Have enough, I think, creativity to come up with that much of a playlist, but Austin does it. And he even, when we were in Las Vegas for the Golden Circle, that was it's kind of like a make-a-wish that we do rodeo version. You guys got to see a little bit of it. But Austin, I mean, he stayed up till about 3 a.m. the night before just picking individual songs for those kids to walk out to that are going through cancer. And it just, I mean, it lighted them up.
Let's talk about Golden Circle. What is that?
So Golden Circle, we are among a handful of other rodeos within the PRCA that we are able to pick a child for the whatever given year and help. We try to help with their medical bills. For this is a kid that's been going through cancer treatment, and so we're battling pediatric cancer. This year we picked Lucas Barch. He's from Cottonwood, and great kid, great family, and just, I mean, he had to be in San Diego for about, I think, 6 weeks. I'm trying to remember, but just constant, every day, radiation. And so we try to give them just a gleam of hope and, like, a day where they can just be a normal kid. And we take them to Vegas, and we take their family. We take them to the NFR. And then before they get to go to the NFR performance night, we put on an event for them. And we have all the athletes that volunteer. We had probably about 100 contestants this year that volunteered. Wow. And those are our golden cowboys and cowgirls, and they partner with the kids. They teach them how to rope, how to ride, anything that they want to do, they get to spend
the day with
the
kids.
They'll
get them on a horse if that's what they want.
And it's super cool.
What a wonderful program. And how many rodeos compete in this?
So we have we do it with Santa Maria, the Elks Rodeo, and then we have, let's see, Reno. I think we only have about 4 or 5 rodeos that are doing it right now. Mm-hmm. We're trying to make every rodeo association a Golden Circle.
Sure.
So.
And so part of the proceeds of the rodeo goes to do that.
Yep, we do fundraisers to raise money for the Golden Circle. 100% goes into it. And one thing, so they honored the kids at the NFR on the Sunday evening performance, but they also all the volunteers, they show up at 7 a.m. that morning, and they line every single seat in the Thomas and Mack Arena with a golden bandana. So they want people to, you know, take the bandana, wear it. People ask about it, really trying to bring awareness to, I mean, how many kids are battling pediatric cancer. And each of those bandanas as well represents a child that we lost to pediatric cancer. So it's a super sad deal. We've had terminal kids that have gone through the program, but it's so just heartwarming to be a part of it and to see like how much happiness it brings to them for that day and for the weekend. We had a kid that wrote in and he had said, "Hey, Golden Circle crew, you know, thank you so much for my time in Vegas at the NFR. I kept my Wrangler shirt and my rope by the side of my bed to remind me of what a good day it was and like the best day of my life, just to remind me that I had a good day. And for once in my life, I was thankful that I had cancer."
Oh, wow.
And just...
Okay,
anyway,
after you stop crying.
Don't cry.
Yeah,
I know.
After you stop crying after that. No, it's a wonderful, wonderful program. And it would be nice if we could, you know, see that spread.
Yeah. And people that want information on it, the Golden Circle of Champions has a website, but also call our office with the Red Bluff Roundup, and we can give you information on it, direct you to the people that can help you become a Golden Circle sponsor.
Okay. All right. We've got to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center ends the year with their residency program, 13 new doctors, and starting next year, another 10 come in. It's a three-year program. And at the end of 3 years, they're going to have something like 30 doctors here in their residency program. And the whole idea behind it is increase the wellness of our North State, but also to introduce them to what a great place the North State is. And hopefully, they'll start staying here or coming back to Reading. It's a great program at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. We'll be right back.
Happy holidays from our Home Helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice, with respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson has teamed up with KCNR for Operation Holiday Salutes to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the military for their service. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage features one-of-a-kind decorations, ornaments, wreaths, and garland, vintage glassware and table settings, paintings, jewelry, sports memorabilia, and collectibles along with toys and treasures in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273. Open Wednesday through Saturday, 10 to 6, Sunday, noon to 5, and Monday, 10 to 6.
Whether you're born in country or the country lifestyle was born in you, celebrate Christmas country style at the Christmas celebration of the decade at historic Haas Farms, a country Christmas playground where folks gather to play as hard as they work. All ages invited and all are welcome. Catch a ride on a country covered wagon or the mighty Haas Express and view lights on the farm. Warm yourself by glowing fires, roast s'mores, sip cocoa, and enjoy the friendship and freedom that these country folks have enjoyed for over 150 years. Let the kids loose to enjoy all the rides from go-karts to roller coasters. Ice skate for as long as you like, free, thanks to Haas Ranch and Farm Supply. Reserve your ticket to ride today at historichaasfarms.com or simply head out to Haas Farms and yell, "Merry Christmas." They'll know what you need. And have a very Merry Christmas from Greg and Nicola Haas.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive is proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces. North Valley Distributing, serving both the electrical and electronics industries, a one-stop shopping experience. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-222-1500. 530-222-1500. Proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
All right, you see, just from the legs, the calves down, walking down the street in New York City, the swagger and the heels, the platform heels, that
John
is
Travolta.
My visual of this song.
John Travolta. And
come on, swagger.
He has done a commercial this year for Christmas. Where he's Santa Claus. I don't know if you've seen
that.
Yes,
I have seen
that. Where he's going down the streets the same way, and then he's in a disco place, and he's dancing. Santa's dancing.
I haven't seen that.
It's great. No, it is absolutely great. Hey, this portion of the show in our last spot of the year goes to Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from a great place to have lunch and... That's Lucky Miller's. So, Cypress Square Barbershop, locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business. It gives discounts for seniors and veterans. I've never had a bad haircut there in 16 years. If you want to, you can give them a call at 530-244-9478 and make an appointment. That's what I do, so it works in my schedule. Or you can, you know, they're pretty busy, but you can stop in there. If they've got an opening, you can hop in the chair, and you're going to get a great haircut. It's not a hair salon. It's a barbershop. It's also man's last stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop.
All right.
And Happy New Year to Tim and Logan.
They're very loyal. We love to see, you know, old school loyalty happening.
They have been with us since,
yep,
for the whole time, since we opened.
And at one time it was veteran-owned. But it's been passed down.
No, it's still veteran.
Okay. So we love our veteran-owned businesses. Of course, we're a veteran-owned business. All right. We have two Garden of Light tickets that we're giving to Robert. I think it's Trigger. Okay.
Trigger. Yep.
I'm just reading the name here. So please do come by the station before 12 o'clock today, because after that we're closed. So these are your two New Year's Eve. Now, that's one thing that's happening. And, of course, we have a rather sizable population. Another thing happening on New Year's Eve, mm-hmm. Courtney Kreider's here, if you're just tuning in again, in Red Bluff for the Circuit Final Rodeo. On New Year's Eve, you've got a special band.
We do. So we have rodeo every night starting tonight.
But for indoors.
Indoor. We have an indoor rodeo for the California Finals. And then on Sunday evening, so for New Year's into the new year, we have a concert and dance. So it's a big after party. We did it last year with a band. Big hit, a ton of people there. I mean, we were a little more than sold out last New Year's Eve.
I can't believe that.
Well, this year we have Justin Lawrence, and he's playing with his, he calls it his double average band.
Double average fan.
And he's like cowboy music. He is on here's the road
your,
rodeoing.
Well, here's your chance to two-step. If you get enough room, your two-step may be in a four-foot area, but
oh,
you can two-step.
It's in the arena.
Oh.
We
well,
bring it
oh.
in. We set oh, up. Yeah.
So you can
two-step.
Oh, you got to. And
yeah.
take your spurs off.
Yes.
Because you'll, like me, I hook my spurs every so often and fall down. Have you ever done that? Have you ever worn spurs?
You know, I don't think I
okay.
have.
Okay. Here's the problem with spurs for me is... Spurs, if you turn your feet a certain way, one will go over the other one.
Oh, I could see the big
and,
problem.
And then it's like somebody has tied your shoelaces together, and your next step
Carl,
is,
if you're a bad dancer, you can just tell us.
Yeah.
No, no, it wasn't that. No, I,
it was
I do not wear spurs while
no,
dancing.
No, no,
no.
I don't
no,
even
no,
know
no,
if
no.
you have a pair of spurs. You've got the ones my dad gave you that are from... I'm not sure what.
From the 1800s,
yeah.
and they're like, you know.
And they jingle jangle.
And they have rows that are like 6 inches. That's
yeah.
like dinner plates. No, I do have, I have another pair of spurs that was awarded to me by,
I need to see those.
Yep.
I've been married
yeah.
to you for how many years? I've not seen them.
Yes, they're sitting up in my, bookcase right
well.
There. Next to the polo picture.
Okay,
so,
well, you
okay.
show those to me.
I
oh,
will.
Those
you,
are the ones a little
wear?
Tiny. They're the, there's the little nub.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, they're English,
no.
almost like
they're the English type.
Yeah.
They're
yeah.
Polo,
okay.
Polo. Anyway.
Oh my goodness.
Enough of that. But this rodeo is
well,
going
this,
on.
Yes, all weekend, and this
yep.
guy that we have for the concert, yes, he's a cowboy. He is traveling, doing rodeo. He actually qualified in the California circuit, so he's going to be up in Saddle Bronc, and then after that, he'll get ready, and then he'll do the band that night.
That's
so,
great.
And he played in the South Point Arena actually during NFR. So he's been getting a lot of big
one
gigs.
Of the, he was one of those bands that played in after the national anthem, that group? Or
not at the Thomas and Mack, but at the South Point.
Oh,
at
South
the
Point
host
Arena.
Hotel.
Oh, yes,
yes,
yes, of course.
Yes, so he was playing there, and I got to interview him before. If you want to hear a little bit from him, you can go to the Red Love Roundup Facebook page or Instagram and catch him on there. But
fantastic.
We got,
again, rodeo that was going on in Vegas 2 weeks you were there. Every single night.
Oh my God.
All over town. Country music everywhere.
Oh my gosh.
The artists,
Rodeo City.
Oh my gosh. And then right there at South Point, every single night, an entertainer.
Yeah.
That
well, was so
I'm not saying that Courtney went to all of them, but after the 2 weeks, she had aged 33 years. And, yeah, no, it was like watching Marines come back out of Liberty. And,
yeah.
And then a couple of days, a couple of days later, they were back to where they were. But it was, no, I mean, if you're going, if you tried to go to all the events at the NFR, you, I mean.
Right.
You exactly. were going to be busy.
I went to a lot. But,
yeah. And you were representing Red Bluff, so you had to have your nose to the, you know, you're doing a lot
you were working.
Of, you know, you're shaking hands, you're representing, so we understand what it is when you have a work trip.
Mm-hmm.
You're
that
fun,
you have to rally.
But you really have to just be focused on names.
You do
the
have
reason
to be
you're there. Yeah, you have to. It's a different energy. It's an mm-hmm. It's like a performance every night.
It wasn't just like a normal Vegas,
yeah.
like just party
play.
Every night.
Yeah.
But doing what I love though, and it was funny. We have. Everyone that's coming in to work this rodeo, last night we were all, you know, in the lobby of the Comfort Suites and just talking about, hey, does it feel like we literally just did a rodeo? Cause we did. And did you get a break over Christmas? But we have the pro rodeo announcer of the year, Anthony Lucia. He's announcing our finals in Red Bluff and he just won. I mean, he's a world top announcer with
yep.
Pro Rodeo. Just won in Vegas, and we get to have him this year. We have Matt Tarr with him, who is our barrel man, and those two, I'm excited to see them together because they're pretty close, and they were already, you know, doing the smack talk a little bit last night, so it'll be entertaining. I mean, we have over 100 contestants that are riding, and we have all the same rodeo events, so we've got all your tie-down roping, your steer wrestling, bull riding, bareback, saddle bronc, barrel racing, and we're showcasing breakaway roping, even though it's still not a pro rodeo
event. It's not a pro rodeo event, but I just saw something the other day that said out of the 630 rodeos there are mm-hmm. here in the United States, they've been in like 400 of them.
Yeah. We showcase them in April in Red Bluff.
That's right. And breakaway roping has just exploded out there. It's been around for a while,
oh, yeah.
but it has just exploded. And you're saying, what's that? And it's for the female competitors. And they, what it is, it's a calf, and the it's kind of like, you know, the tie down roping with calves, except when they rope the calf, the rope is tied to their saddle horn by a string.
Mm-hmm.
And when they rope it, and then the horse stops, the string snaps. And when that string snaps, the time stops. That's the time. That's it. And the calf just keeps running. The thing about it is, it's quick.
Oh, it's so quick.
I mean, you see, the fastest I've ever seen was something like 1.8 seconds, and I'm sure there's been faster, but they run anywhere from, you know, 2 seconds to four or whatever, but it's a quick event. And
yeah, these women get after
fast.
It. It's
oh, my
fun
gosh.
To watch. So if you haven't seen Breakaway Roping, we have that every evening also. So rodeo starts at 7:30 tonight, tomorrow night, and New Year's Eve. Get there early. We have people. We have all of our vendors. We have a custom hat company coming, but we also, something super special we have in Rebluff today is a legend for the hat seaming and customizing your hat. So she will be shaping hats at our Mercantile store, which is in downtown Rebluff, and it is Margot Trujillo. She's a Grownie, so she's with the Grownie family. She's been doing this for years, and she is so talented and so fun to be around, and she's going to be at the store all day today. So if you haven't got your custom hat.
And what's the store again?
The Rebluff Roundup Mercantile Store.
And where is that?
It is 649 Main Street.
So
it's next to the Palomino Room.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Down here in Rebluff.
Yeah, we know where that's at.
Yeah, of course you do.
Mm.
We have a lot of fun things going on other than just watching the rodeo. It's a family event. Bring the whole family out. The after party that's going into the new year, that will be 21 and older, of course. You know, just drinking, dancing, concert. But, yeah, it's going to be a good time. So.
Okay. So.
6 o'clock tonight. Are you up? Are you up for it?
It's indoors.
I might. We know anybody that we can score.
Bring a blanket to sit on. The bleachers might be a little cold.
If we know somebody we can score some tickets from.
I might help you out.
Might help us with that. You know, that could be fun. I love the atmosphere of America. And
right.
We're going to take a break, and that's what we're going to talk about when we get back. We're inviting Courtney to stay with us. But I want you to think about this. This our new year coming up with all the things that have been negative in this past year. Is what would you really like to see happen in our country this year? And what are the things that would make, you know, in your opinion, make our country stronger and come back together? So we're going to talk a little bit about that before in our last segment of the year. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Ring in the new year at Redding Garden of Lights with Turtle Bay's New Year's Eve event featuring over 1 million lights, live music by Hook, a virtual screen ball drop, glowing swings, and much more. Mosaic food and beverages available for purchase. This all-age special ticketed event is from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. New Year's Eve at Redding Garden of Lights. Sunday, December 31st, 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. All ages. Tickets at turtlebay.org.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Redding and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating.
Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing up this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Casa 1910. If you've been curious, perhaps even tempted, to try a Mexican puro, this is the stick to get. An absolute pleasure to smoke, and honestly, one of my all-time top tens, the Casa 1910. Get yours today, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California. Radio in our last segment of 2023. Good morning, everybody. Today, the 29th, 8:50 in the morning. Monday, everybody's off here at the station, so don't come walking in. It'll be locked up.
I'm going to go right into, okay. We're here with Courtney Crowder.
Can I preface it first?
Please.
This last segment, and people join in. Give us a call. What do you want to see in 2024? We're looking for positive, you know, what's going to bring our country together, the positive things mm-hmm. that happen, the way maybe we treat people, the way you want to see people treated. The vast majority of us are really nice people. The vast, yeah. vast majority of our country are really nice people. And yet, we have a problem in certain times in certain groups that they can't talk to each other. We can't just disagree. Oh, I disagree with you, so I want you to lose your job. I mm-hmm. want your business to shut down, and I want to set you on fire. That's not the way to be.
I want to talk about, please, these are some great guidelines. And if we can depart with our last show in 2023 about, you know, some of the cowboy code. First of all, I'm going to talk about ways to be heroic, with loyalty and courage, and that's the heart of the cowboy way. Number one, live each day with courage. That means something different to everyone. Number two, take pride in your work. Did I do a good job? Did I leave it better than I found it? You know. Number three, always finish what you start. Number four, do what has to be done. Number five, be tough, but be fair. Number six, when you make a promise, keep it. Seven, ride for the brand. Well, that means that, you know, you're loyal to where you work.
Yeah, ride for the mm-hmm. brand, fight for the brand.
Number eight, talk less and say more. Number nine, remember that some things aren't for sale. And number 10, know where to draw the line.
Courtney, you've been much more involved with, even though Linda and I are both in Reading Rodeo Association, and Linda's on one of the board on the auxiliary, but you've been involved. So many more people being involved in the, I don't know, cowboy way of life, rodeos, whatever. We were just talking about it.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I'll tell you, too, I mean, I think the biggest thing with the cowboy culture and talking about, you're only as good as your name. As your name, you know, and what you can produce.
Your reputation is everything.
Right. And it means, you know, a handshake means something. Mm-hmm. Your word means something. And I think that that's something to live by regardless of if you're in that lifestyle or not. But, yeah. I mean, I'll tell you, and when I was at the NFR, just sitting back and listening to the old stories of how they did things and just absorbing any of that was what I was there to do because – we want that heritage to live on.
Right.
You know, that area of sticking to your roots is something that I'll always live by because that is your foundation. And if you don't have a strong foundation, then you're not going to make it when you go out and are, you know, dealing in
when
big
things
cities.
Get tough.
And, yeah.
When things and when get tough. And life is tough.
And it's never too late to try to learn that. Now, Carl and I, you know, Carl is what I would call a Western movie aficionado. I mean, he really, it's his thing. And we met at an award show, many know this, in L.A., in Los Angeles. I was working it. He was there on leave. And it's called the Golden Boot Awards, which no longer, they don't do that anymore, but they did it for years and years. It was like the Academy Awards for Westerns. Stunts, Westerns, directors,
stars,
et cetera. So I will never forget, you know, Gene Autry and the Cowboy Code by Gene Autry. Now, I did name off 10 of the other from another author, but this is the Cowboy Code that Gene Autry wrote that became, you know, the honest code of behavior. Number one, the cowboy must never shoot first, hit a smaller man, or take unfair advantage. Think about that. Mm. Number two, he must never go back on his word or trust confided in him. Think about that. That means don't gossip. Number three, he must always tell the truth. Number four, he must be gentle with children, the elderly, and animals. Five, he must not advocate or possess racially or religiously intolerant ideas. Six, he must help people in distress. Number seven, he must be a good worker. Number eight, he must keep himself clean in thought, speech, action, and personal habits. Number nine, he must respect women, parents, and his nation's laws. Number 10, the cowboy is a patriot.
You know,
amen.
At the rodeos when the national anthem is played, you don't see anybody sitting down.
No.
And it's interesting. And maybe we've gotten past that in our society now.
I don't know if we've gotten past it, but rodeo is definitely one of the, I mean, it's still that long-standing patriotic event. If you don't have that feeling of patriotism, come to the Red Bluff Roundup in April. You will get that in the Grand Entry or the Reading Rodeo.
Or the Reading Rodeo.
They're passionate about it.
And it starts with a prayer where you're asking for everybody, competitors, the animals, everybody attending to be safe. Mm-hmm. So what do you want to see for 2024, Courtney?
Well, I think we've been talking about kind of the Yellowstone effect and all that. Just people wanting to just immerse in this lifestyle, go to more rodeos. We're getting so many new people that it'll be their first time, and maybe even this weekend at the California Finals in Red Bluff, first time rodeo. But so I'd like to see just, we've talked about our community also being kind, welcoming those new people that, like you said, might have their hat on backwards or maybe just know nothing about rodeo, but they want to be a part of this beautiful cowboy culture, the American cowboy. So I think that just,
that'll do it.
I'd like to see more of that.
Linda, what would you like to see?
I would like to see that people reach deep within themselves. And we talk about kindness.
Mm-hmm.
Like there is an intention that you set every day, Was I kind? Did I pick up that piece of litter? Did I, was I good in my, again, the space around me? Was I, did I do a random act of kindness? Was I a good example, for God, for country, for man and woman? Was, did I, that's what I'd like to see people dig in within themselves and realize it's not all just about you, but it's about we as a community and we as a nation, and we need to keep our nation strong.
I'd like to see people be patient with each other.
Oh, that's a hard one.
It is. But I like to see people have patience with each other. I would like people to be able to forgive. I would like to see that we give people a chance to succeed, that we welcome people into our lives, and that we as a nation decide to work together and be able to take other points of view without going bat poop crazy when we hear it. You know, so if that can happen, and if we could just treat each other like we want to be treated, you know, I mean, and we've seen that before. I think that we can move forward. So,
I can't believe it's 2024.
I can't believe it's 2024.
Right,
how'd that happen?
And it's a good thing. It's a good thing.
It seemed like yesterday.
Yeah.
It was 2023.
Right. So stay well. Stay hydrated. Random acts of kindness. Be kind to yourself. Be kind to others. You know.
Join us in Red Bluff this
and
weekend.
And check out a rodeo.
Yeah.
Check out the indoor rodeo.
Absolutely.
That's
And in Red Bluff.
6:30 or the gate or the gates
yep,
open
Friday,
at 6.
Saturday, Friday, Sunday. Saturday, doors Sunday. Open at 6. Rodeo at 7:30 and New Year's Eve concert Sunday night.
And last thoughts. God bless America.
At the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground, won't be turned around, and I'll keep this.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.